All right, we are on the final item on today's agenda. With your permission, I think we'll go right ahead and continue this. Item number 12, PR 2022-006935, and specifically applications. And all of these start with SD 2023. They are numbers 191, 192, 193, 194, and 210. The three of those are vacations of, or four of those are vacations of public easements. And item SD 2023-00210 is the preliminary plat. Tierra West LLC, agent for Fairway Ventures LLC and Carefree Investments LLC, request these vacations and preliminary plat approval for all or portions of lots 3 through 6, subdivision plat for Wantabo Business Park, zoned MXT, located at 10900, 10901, 10915, and 10916 Wantabo Place Northeast, between Wantabo Boulevard Northeast and Wantabo Place Northeast, containing approximately 2.5 acres. The property owners are Carefree Investments and Fairway Ventures, and the request is to vacate three public easements and a portion of right-of-way. As I understand it, the agent for this is Mr. Lozoya with Tierra West. Mr. Lozoya, you have previously been sworn in, and therefore you continue to be under oath. Mr. Lozoya, please give your brief presentation on this application.
Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell, I would like to share my screen if possible. I can kind of start. So the first part of this request, as you stated, is to vacate some easements, the first being a drainage easement for a total of 2,717 square feet, the second being a water, sewer, gas, and pedestrian easement at 3,789 square feet, the third being a right-of-way easement, which is an area of 4,000 square feet, and lastly, a 10-foot public utility easement totaling 1,250 square feet. So these easements will all be replaced with the new plat that is also up for approval. The plat is only at the preliminary plat stage, but again, that will take care of the vacated easements and also provide replacement easements. We noted comments from the Water Authority regarding the process to replace the easements for the Water Authority, ensuring that the new lines are in place before vacating the existing lines. I also have a sidewalk exhibit to show to discuss for transportation's comments. Also, the sidewalk exhibit to show for code enforcement's comments, and just a clarification on code enforcement's comments. There was a comment saying that the site was zoned PD. It is not zoned PD. It is currently zoned as MXT. And with that, I stand for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lozoya. Now is the time for members of the public who would like to speak on this matter to identify themselves and speak up. It seems that there are a number of members of the public here. I would like, if all members of the public who are here to speak, in the interest of time, would turn on your camera, if you're able, and so that I can. I'm going to swear you in individually. So I see that Ms. Duda is on the screen. Ms. Duda, would you identify your name, your address, and then I have a question for you.
My name is Patricia Duda. My address is 3720 Camino Capistrano Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87111.
And Ms. Duda, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
I had a question about the neighborhood association meeting summary. There's a, and I've already communicated this with Tierra West, but I just thought it should be in the record. There's a statement that says ROW improvements would include the installation of a new dead end cul-de-sac that would permit through traffic to access Sierra Oscura Avenue. And that seems contradictory. What they're through, what the access is supposed to be pedestrian only. And so I just thought that should be in the record, that that there won't be through vehicle traffic, because that would allow El Dorado students to come straight across into this neighborhood and then through our neighborhood as a shortcut into Comanche and Morris.
So Ms. Duda, if I, just so that I understand, you're saying that the any access that would be coming through this would be pedestrian only and not vehicular. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so if El Dorado students were on their feet and not in their cars, then that would be okay. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. We want that access for students living in our neighborhood to be able to go through. They've done that all along through this empty field. Yeah. And so we would want to continue that.
Okay. All right. I'll ask Mr. Lozoya. Do you have a response to Ms. Duda there?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell. This is Sergio Lozoya, Terra West. And thank you, Mrs. Duda, for your comments today. Yes, I would like to just reassure you that that is going to be a dead end. I believe that was just perhaps a typo when typing up the summary of the neighborhood meeting. The access, we called out the access just to show that it is, will remain as a pedestrian access, but there will be no vehicular access. So I don't know if that'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lozoya. I see Mr. Hattler. Mr. Hattler, please identify yourself, your address, and then I have a question.
Yes, my name is Dr. Carl Hattler. My address, 3705 Camino Capistrano Northeast, 87111. And I am...
Mr. Hattler, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
I'm the president of the Solito Lindo Neighborhood Association. And this development is within our boundaries.
Okay.
I am also concerned, as Ms. Duda has expressed, that this dead end could possibly be reopened in the future. I don't know if it would be a permanent covenant or not, but we object to any vehicle access to the secure to Sierra Oscura Avenue. There are lots of this is a heavy populated community with a lot of children, and as expressed, the high school students walking through that area. And we want to make sure that the that the traffic is limited to pedestrian only, and it should be in writing. Thank you.
Mr. Campbell, you're muted.
Yes, thank you for your comments, Mr. Hattler. Mr. Lozoya, is there anything that you want to, I think you've already responded to this, but if you would address Mr. Hattler's particular concern.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell. This is Sergio Lozoya with Terra West, and thank you, Dr. Hattler, for your comments today. So we are maintaining that access for only pedestrian access, and it is shown on the drawings that it is only a pedestrian access. And as you can see, the right-of-way that we're requesting today ends at the end of Juan Thibault Place to the west there. So There will be no vehicular through traffic to Sierra Oscura.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Are there other members of the public who would like to speak to this matter?
Yes.
Could you please turn on your camera or identify yourself so that we can swear you in?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. All right. You can hear me?
Yes, I can. Please okay. Identify yourself and your address.
Yes. Dr. Michelle Michko, 10621 Sierra Oscura Northeast, Albuquerque. And with me.
Dr. Michko, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Please proceed.
I'm also with my mom, Louise Michko. Mom. Do you want to swear her in too? Or?
I'd be glad to if she's going to speak. Yes.
Okay. Basically, she is just agreeing with me, so I don't think she'll need to speak. But okay. I just want to ditto everything that Ms. Duda and Dr. Hatler said. These are also our concerns. I do understand then that you are going to amend so that it is in writing that it's pedestrian only. But what about Dr. Hatler's statement about future opportunity to open up to automobiles versus pedestrians?
I'm gonna have staff address that when we have the staff statements. It looks like the city engineer, Mr. Biazar, could address that right now. Mr. Biazar?
This is Shahab Biazar, Mr. Hina officer. So it is clear on the plot that the property line does not, the right-of-way line does not extend to Sierra Oscura. So just by seeing that, there won't be any potential for right-of-way extension or vehicle access because there's a disconnect between the last lot on the cul-de-sac and Sierra Oscura, except that little portion that is just a pedestrian access easement. And that's the only access that will be allowed on this plot. And there won't be any future potential of connection into that area.
Mr. Biazar, can you give any further assurance about the lack of vehicular access into Sierra Oscura Mr. Dr. Hatler and Dr. Michko have both raised that concern that somehow this needs to be in writing. Can you address that?
Sure. Who's sharing the screen? Jay, is that you? Can you zoom into that end of that cul-de-sac?
Robert.
Yeah, if you could zoom just really closely. So if you notice that the right-of-way line is actually to the back of the sidewalk, so that the right-of-way does not extend beyond that, and there's a gap between Sierra Oscura Avenue and that back of the sidewalk. So that alone prohibits any access because that's part of the lot to the north and to the south. So that's the assurance that basically that there won't be any vehicular access because that's private property.
Okay. Dr. Michko, yes, your hand is up.
Yes. Many years ago, this same thing occurred where this was approved for development and we were told that there would not be vehicular traffic coming through. And then after it was approved, then later it was up for again to be opened up to vehicular traffic. And that's when we hired an attorney, the neighborhood association did, and that's how we blocked it at that time. So just, you know, we're great with it being open for pedestrian traffic. We want that. It's always been that way. But because we've had this before where it was approved in this way, then later It was up for slate to be open to automobile traffic later. We would just like to have in writing that that's not going to occur.
And Mr. Hayenhofer, if I may.
Yes.
So to assure residents, I mean, a note can just be added to the plat that there won't be any vehicular access. I mean, it can be just a simple note on the plat, and that should help assurance.
These are the plats are the legal documents that define the property lines and the rights of the various owners of these properties. So thank you for your comments. Are there other members of the public who are here and would like to speak on this matter? If so, please identify yourself. I'm seeing some names I don't recognize. Gail, Patty, Zach. All right. We will now proceed through the Development Facilitation Team specialty members. Mr. Houle with the Water Authority.
This is Andre Houle with the Water Authority. Vacation of the easements and right-of-way is currently over operational water and sanitary sewer lines with existing flows and services upstream from this site. We're unable to vacate the easement or right-of-way without the lines being rerouted. We came up with a two-step process where we could approve the plat subject to having a maintenance easement put together so that once the plat is filed, immediately after we would get a maintenance agreement for the over the lines. Once the lines are rerouted, then we could release the maintenance easement. Now, the other problem we have is we don't like side lot easements because people have a habit of building over the utility lines. So we would request that the Water Authority utility easement be in right of way or in an HOA track, not an easement for side lot. And so when it's going into the street to the west, that has to be a separate track for our easement or within dedicated right of way. Also, we would need, I didn't see an infrastructure list, we would need a financial guarantee that prior to final plat approval.
All right. Mr. Lozoya, any response to Mr. Houle?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell. Thank you, Mr. Houle, for your comments. Yes, we will ensure to follow the processes laid out by the Water Utility Authority for the temporary easements and ensure that all of that is done per comments. So the new alignments are and will be located entirely in the right of way. And yes, so whatever is needed from us, we will provide in that matter.
Does that need to be reflected on this preliminary plat, Mr. Houle?
Okay, just a minute. Let me look at the agenda again. So what are they requesting here is preliminary plat. No, I could sign. I think we're okay with the preliminary plat. It's just these vacations, I don't think we can approve without the final plat. I can't approve the vacation of the right-of-way or easements over our lines until we have another easement in place. It's kind of like chicken and the egg thing here.
Yeah, maybe Mr. Biazar can help us unwind this. Mr. Biazar?
Sure, Mr. Hina Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So typically what we've done on these ones, Water Authority has approved the vacations, is subject to getting a maintenance easement or water sewer paper easement with the plotting action. And typically those will not happen. I mean, that basically is it's a condition. And when we do a final plat, if those easements are not in their hand, basically you won't approve because the vacation cannot be finalized on the plat is recorded. So that, and that happens with final plat. So that, I mean, the vacation could be approved with those conditions.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Biazar. I think that addresses the question. We'll move now to, well, Mr. Palmer, I think is not here, but Mr. Rodenbeck, are you standing in for Mr. Palmer?
Where's my hand?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Palmer confirmed with me that code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. We move now to Parks and Rec, Whitney Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any additional comments or objections to this request.
Thank you. Will, and would any of you members of the public who are on the call, please mute your sounds. We're hearing some sounds from homes there. All right. And Mr. Huell, I noticed that your hand is up. Before I move to hydrology, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I just need some clarification. So I think we can approve the preliminary plat, but I can't approve the vacations. Is that where we're on at? Is Shahab?
Mr. Biazar?
Well, no, we need to approve the vacation action with the plat, but your vacation approval could be subject to the paper easements with that two-step process. I mean, obviously, I mean, just by vacating, approving the vacation, it doesn't mean that vacation is going to go automatically away without the final plot. So, I mean, okay. So that to just make, give you a comfortable position on this one, we need a final plot approval in order to make it official. So I think you're safe to approving the vacation action.
So I can approve the vacation action and the preliminary plat and conditional on the maintenance agreement.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
And Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Webb, I believe, will be doing full review on this. I see an elementary issue, though, with the plat, which raises questions about whether or not we were even supposed to hear this, but much less approve it. Sergio, can you confirm if you got the owner and the city surveyor's signature on the plat? The plat copy I see, and I want to share my screen here. I think it's the same one that Mr. Webb's showing, but I'm not seeing proof of those two required items on the plat.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Yes, we do have their signatures, and I can share my screen if you like. It should be part of that submittal packet, which also had an infrastructure list as well. So let me, if I have permission, may I share my screen?
No, you can, you're a co-host, so you can go ahead, I think, Sergio.
Okay, there we go. Sure. So here's the plat. Preliminary plat with the signatures dated the 13th of November by the different owners that are represented in this project. And that should be part of the record. And I'm more than happy to email this to you all. Okay, yeah.
I'm not seeing it in the smell that we have on file. But again, maybe I'm not looking in the right place in the smell. But please, just to make sure, please email it to us again.
Should I send that to the planning DRS or to you directly?
Send it to me and plndrs@cbq.gov. Thank you.
We are continuing. I believe we are at hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objections. You mentioned you have an infrastructure list, but I didn't see it. If you have it, please provide. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Transportation has no objection to the vacations.
but we still need to see the sidewalk and landscape buffer widths. You mentioned that you had a figure that shows that, and we'd also need it on the infrastructure list. If you could pull those up real quick, just so we can see that we have this.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lozoya, yeah, Mr. Lozoya, are you able to pull that up?
Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell, yes, I can pull that up. One moment. Let me share the screen. So here I have the sidewalk exhibit, and here is a section, and it does show, apologies if I'm moving a bit fast, it does show the 4-foot landscape, 5-foot sidewalk, and the 10-foot public utility easement. It is a typical section. And again, this also should have been in the submittal packet. My apologies if it was not. And then I can pull up the, are you, is this okay for now? Do you want to see the infrastructure list as well?
No, this is good. But if you have the infrastructure list, yeah, go ahead and pull it up. We can.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too.
Here we are. And it looks like we have the sidewalk here, 5-foot wide sidewalk.
The only thing I would say about this is you have the sidewalk listed as private. This is along a public road and it's within right of way, so it's public sidewalk.
We can certainly make that change.
But other than that, it looks like you've addressed all of my comments and transportation has no objections.
Let me ask if the reason that that says private is because it actually does go across some private property and not public. This I think goes to the heart of what our neighbors are here saying, and that is that there's a concern of access that could be expanded.
Mr. Officer, if I may answer that.
Yes, Mr. Biazar.
So public pedestrian access, so it should be a public sidewalk. So
okay,
that answers your question. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Other. Let's see. We had Mr. Armijo. Our planning comments, Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is actually Robert Webb with planning.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Just wanted confirmation that the new plat is going to be for the development of 13 single family homes. There'd been some language on different documentation that mentioned single family and mentioned townhome. So I just wanted to verify what that was to make sure we weren't looking at it incorrectly.
Mr. Hing Officer Campbell, and yes. Thank you, Robert Webb, for your comments. Yes, these will be single family homes. That they are detached homes. They won't be attached like a townhome. I think the word townhome was being used because they are a smaller footprint than normal, and perhaps will have some design aesthetic features that will resemble townhome. But the ideal definition of townhome, they are not. They are single family detached.
Okay, that's what I thought. No problem at all. And then one last thing that I wanted to confirm is that lot to the south that's currently addressed as 10908. It looked like the office building that's existing was using that as parking. So I wanted to make sure that wasn't affect the new lot wasn't affecting that existing.
Mr. Lozoya, can you answer that?
Oh, I was talking to myself. Apologies. Okay. I was muted. Yeah. So here's the Google Earth view. And so this is the parcel that Mr. Webb was referring to. So access is all from the parcel to the east. So there won't be any restrictions on access. And the new plat will actually pull this property line up and out, so it won't impede the existing parking.
Oh, okay, very good. Very good. Just had some minor conditions that I'll put in the chat regarding the application numbers and such, but I'll add those now.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Okay, we have heard from city staff. Now, if there is any, if there are members of the public that have spoken and would like to ask questions of those who have given sworn testimony, this is really for questions only, like cross-examination. It's not time to give additional testimony about the case. Are there any of the people who have spoken from the members of the public who would like to cross-examine or ask questions of city staff? If so, please indicate that. All right, seeing none, hearing none. We are going to move on to the final action in this matter. Mr. Webb, I think you are putting some things in the chat box. Is that right? There we go. All right. So this matter, the matter, agenda item number 12, PR 2022-006935, including applications 191, 192, 193, 194, and 210, are approved with the following conditions. And I will add my first condition is one that was requested by Dr. Hattler, and that is that the plat itself contain a condition of no vehicular access from this Wantabo Place cul-de-sac to any areas to the west. I won't even specify that it's only to Camino Oscura. So that is, and that only pedestrian access will be granted by as a matter of a condition on the plat, and that would be recorded on the plat in writing. Furthermore, the conditions are that the project and application numbers must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off. The planning department's Aegis division must approve the DXF file prior to final sign-off and final plat, and the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Mr. Lozoya, I thank you for your presentation today. And you, those of you, members of the public, Pat Duda, Dr. Hattler, Dr. Misko, and others, thank you for your participation in today's hearing. We appreciate your involvement. With that, and subject to any objection, this hearing of December 6th is concluded at the hour of 1:40 p.m. And I thank you all for your participation and your involvement.
Thanks.
Bye now. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to